Well, folks, we're in for a treat here, and there is a treat behind the secret door. And there's a gentleman here who can lead us in that direction, and his name is Donald Patz. Donald Patz is from famed winery Patzen Hall, but no longer really affiliated with that. Just his name is affiliated with that, and he has these great projects, and Secret Door is one of those. Napa Valley.
I started my career in Napa Valley making Cabernet Sauvignon. We were at both Flora Springs and Girard Winery in the past, and James Hall was the winemaker at Honig Cellar, so I have familiarity with Cabernet Sauvignon. The reason I'm making this wine, aside from the fact that I love Cabernet Sauvignon, and who doesn't, is my wife now, who was just my girlfriend at the time, was living in Virginia, and I was trying to convince her to move to California to be with me. And she said, you know, the truth is, I'm not really a big fan of Pinot Noir, which kind of took me by surprise.
There was a silence at that
point. There was a long pause after that. And so I mulled that over for a couple of weeks, and we're talking again, and I'm saying the same thing. And, you know, she's sort of not really excited about the idea of moving to California. And finally I said, tell you what, baby, if you move to California, I'll make you a Cabernet Sauvignon because I know you like Bordeaux and Cabernet better. And so this is my promise to her of being fulfilled. I made Cabernet Sauvignon called Secret Door. This particular one, the 2014 that's currently available, was a wine that we found. It's basically a found wine that another winery felt like they just wanted to sell it. It was their A-plus program. It was going to be a $300 bottle of Cabernet. We bought it in barrel and finished it and labeled it as our very, very first Secret Door. So unfortunately, because of non-disclosures that go with buying wines like this, I can't tell you anything about it other than it's Napa Valley Cabernet, and I think it's really good. But it's sort of appropriate to start a Secret Door with a secret, isn't it?
Indeed it is. Now, can we say that it's 100% Cabernet?
It is 100% Cabernet Sauvignon.
That is really exciting. And as far as you and I consuming great foods, I think this would be a wine that we could really elaborate on and maybe have two or three courses.
No doubt about it. It doesn't just have to be for red meats. It's a delicious wine, easy to drink now, but very complex. It's obviously Napa Valley Cabernet is always quite expensive. It goes great with a wide variety of stuff, from fairly light colored meats through grilled barbecue stuff.
Well, folks, we're going to unlock the secrets here and enjoy some great Cabernet from Napa Valley and my great friend Donald Patz. Thank you, sir, and I think it's time to open that bottle.
You got it.